KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
This is Harold Hendrick. The program is Encounter. We've all been so moved by those horrible, distressing pictures of what happened in the Philippines. Delighted to have on the line a longtime friend, a native of the Philippines, a man of God, man of prayer, church planter of Filipino churches, congregations in the United States. He's Ed Moncada. Ed, bless your heart. How are you doing?
Hello, Harold. It's good to be with you.
Well, I thought of you when this whole thing happened, because you've got family there. You've got all kinds of friends and friends of friends there. Give us a capsule, as of our recording time, of what you know, at least in summary, of the Philippine situation regarding the great storm there.
Well, as most of us have known in the news already, it's one of the worst typhoons in history, if not the worst. Right now, I don't have the final count. They've estimated as high as 10,000 to 12,000. I don't know where the body counts are, but as we speak, we continue to pray. And first of all, thank you for all the listeners and all those that have connected that are praying, even as we speak, of still finding survivors. But right now, we're in the helping mode, we're in the relief mode, and we're in the fundraising mode to mobilize not only our local areas here in St. Louis and Missouri and throughout the Midwest, but really nationally among Filipinos that are coming together for the efforts to help the homeland, so to speak, to help the people in this devastation. But lots of opportunities for service and help at this mode, and we're just trying to mobilize together at this point.
Now, do you have family personally affected? Or tell us a story or two about your friends who have friends who are not sure that their family members are dead or alive. Speak to that, please, Ed Moncada.
My family, immediate family, are all well. We've heard from most of them, but as I've started churches throughout the Gulf Coast, down starting in New Orleans and throughout the South, and here in Missouri, primarily in the St. Louis area, we have connections with close families and friends that are still missing family members, very close friends like family right here in the local St. Louis area that we know of are missing brothers and cousins that are not accounted for, still looking for them and looking very bleak at this point because they haven't heard from them. So we're hoping they will show up somewhere that have been evacuated. But right now, a sad time for many close friends, even here in the area. I know I've heard from at least four or five different families that are still looking for some, both here in the St. Louis area and in our New Orleans family, just where the storm has landed. So very sad. Really need a lot of prayers and encouragement at this point.
Ed Moncada is in leadership development on the staff of the Missouri Baptist Convention. And you have a colleague there you have to really keep your eye on. His name's David Hendrick, and that same... Yeah, that's my little boy that's about 6'4" now, serving God. Of course, I'm thankful, and I'm thankful that you and he are well connected, Ed Moncada. You're a man of prayer. You mentioned these churches, these Filipino churches that you have planted. Tell us a little bit about that. You mentioned several cities, and then I want to hear some more about your prayer walking as a great man of prayer.
Well, started in New Orleans with some church plant, move out here in St. Louis area.
Let me back up. How old were you when you moved to the States from the Philippines?
I was a young boy, about 10, 11 years old, a while back, but pretty much kept the culture, kept the language, and became a Christian my freshman year in college here in Missouri.
What school were you attending then?
I was at Southeast Missouri State University.
And you received Christ. But that's a great story, how you came to know Jesus.
Yeah, I had my freshman year and got called to ministry, went to New Orleans. So began
seminary.
Planting
uh-huh.
churches down there among Filipinos.
Tell us about where you've planted churches. You mentioned the Gulf Coast, and then I think up here in the St. Louis area. Speak to that, please, Ed. Filipino churches.
I followed up on some work in New Orleans, then started another one in the other side of New Orleans, and pretty soon following up on works and core studies that were started prior to me. So throughout the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, all the way to Florida, we were following up on networks for Filipinos. So we're kind of connected down there. You know, when Hurricane Katrina, we were all concerned and looking for each other because we were one big family down the Gulf Coast among Filipinos. So Filipinos know storm, whether it's here in the States or back home where we're always having all kinds of natural disasters from volcanoes and earthquakes and much typhoons, but nothing like this one. This is really a big one.
Well, you mentioned the fact, I think they've, last I heard, they were at several thousand, but you think your reports and indicators are it could be as many as 10 or 12,000 people killed. And in perspective, that's about three times as many people that were killed at 9/11, right?
Yes.
Goodness.
And right now, we won't know for months. You know, our communication level is not probably as connected or won't be pulled together as quickly as it would be in the States. So we may not know for months just because of the devastation in some of those remote areas outside of the major cities. There are more smaller villages where, you know, we won't get the whole count probably for months and months. But, you know, we are just waiting and we are just praying. And I know we're mobilizing here in our region and connecting Filipinos throughout U.S. because some of those that I've planted churches for particularly, I'm hearing from, whether they're in California or Texas or New York or elsewhere in the States, some of them in other lands. It's bringing us Filipinos together and bringing friends and family together. I know for my own personal ways together. So I'm just looking at how God is using this for kingdom work. Like you said, we have prayed for many years for how God will use Filipinos. I think there's something here mobilizing among Filipino believers across denominational lines.
I sense there's a great movement of God among the Filipinos based on what you're saying. And a quick aside, I've done radio with Scott Presley. He is one of the Presleys that performs at the Presley Theater in Branson. He's the nephew of the mayor, but Scott Presley goes to the Philippines in ministry. He's been a bunch of times.
Wow.
But anyway, we have great stories of the works of God. But before our time gets away, Ed, tell us a little about your prayer walking and your prayer experiences, just something as a role model for what you personally do as an encouragement of our listeners to pray.
Well, I've seen a lot of prayers answered, and there's something powerful when we bring holiness and the Word of God together and begin to prayer and prayer walk the boundaries. I've often prayed in my own Jerusalem, which is more St. Louis than anywhere. I'm born in Manila, but St. Louis is more home right now. So I've always looked for that connect between St. Louis and Philippines. So my prayer walk around downtown St. Louis, around the St. Louis city, and even my prayer walk and prayer drive, I call it drive-by prayers, whether in St. Louis or in Manila and Philippines. I was all over Philippines just this past July and August praying for our country, praying for the connect that bridges St. Louis, the Midwest, and even our work and church plant throughout the U.S. with Philippines and our workers there, because we have partnership starting from my church, starting from around the Midwest.
Now, your church, let's jump in. Your church is at South County Baptist.
Yes.
And y'all have a partnership with supporting ministries in the Philippines, you say?
Yes. County Baptist Church has a Filipino congregation there, the Filipino American Christian Church. And they still meet there. The one that I founded, they're their own church, but they still meet at the same building. And we have multiplied out of that church, you know, throughout all over the place. You know, they've some gone to Houston, like I said, some gone to California.
From here?
Yes, from here, and they've started other churches or Bible studies, and some of those pastors and leaders are back in the Philippines. Even I'm connecting right now, Harold, with some of those students that were here just a few years ago here at South County Baptist Church, and they're in the middle of all that, working and ministering to families there right now that they're still looking for, families that have lost homes from this devastation of this typhoon. I've talked to some of those students just as early as this morning. Thank God for Facebook and emailing and texting. You can get those right offhand, and we know how to pray for them. So it connects to prayer and the prayer walk right here in our own city.
as I'm down to about a minute or so, you're saying that you, you've seen, sound like several generations. You started a congregation and won some Filipinos to Jesus, and now they've gone out, and we've got, sound like several spiritual generations. You do prayer walking, but did you say you literally do prayer drive-by praying as in given areas? Is that what I understood?
Yes, it kind of covers more spots there, you know, praying that wherever our tires touches, that the Lord will bless and use our prayers while we're driving by those regions. So I've been able to pray or drive all over the Midwest, all over the Philippines.
So you're literally driving with a steering wheel, and, of course, hopefully you're watching and praying as you drive.
Of course I am. I don't close my eyes or anything like that.
That's good news.
And it's amazing, and God honors all of that. So I encourage you to do more of that, because I've seen prayers after prayers after prayers answered. I never understand pains and sorrows and loss, but I know how God switches it around and shares his grace and his love and the opportunity to show the hope and glory in Christ Jesus, Harold. So I know there's going to be a lot of things happening that will be for kingdom growth after this.
Well, I'll tell you, our time is wound down, Ed, but I want to just say you've planted a seed with people driving all over this area, listening to everything, minds everywhere. You have found that an opportunity to pray, and what a role modeling you have. In our final few seconds here, Ed, you know what tragedy is. You've had two adult brothers die within less than 2 months, I believe, suddenly, and you have, is it a pacemaker, and we're just going to trust God to let you live a long time. Ed, our time is up. You're a blessing for our listeners just tuning in. This is Ed Moncada. He is in leadership development with the Missouri Baptist Convention, a native Filipino, telling us about the works of God in relation to Filipinos and how ministry is going out for the bereaved and the devastated in the Philippines. Ed, you are a blessing. I'm glad my son has constant contact and ministry relationships with you. God bless you, Ed Moncada, my dear brother.
Thank you, Harold. God bless.
The program is Encounter. This is Harold Hendricks.